Welcome to Mason's Mailbag for week two from a chilly Dove Valley, at least chilly for early September. I am the eponymous Andrew Mason of the Mailbag. Glad to join you, and I've got a couple of questions that you've submitted on Twitter. Thanks a lot to everyone who submitted questions this week. Going to take a couple here, and of course, on the page and for the written responses, you'll be able to read more. Let's start with one from David Florent. He says, if we end up having to choose between Julius and Demaryius Thomas in contract negotiations, who do we choose? Well, it's not a matter of choosing one or the other in negotiations. Assuming that you can get one done to a long-term deal between now and you hit the off-season and you get to the new league year, then you've got the franchise tag that you can use on the other guy. So, you know, it's something that John Elway's talked about. He's been working on negotiations with them. He mentioned it in the offseason. He mentioned it again in July. Whether they both get done, who's to say? But Elway is not being shy about using the franchise tag to buy time for a long-term contract. Remember, he did that with Matt Prater. He did that with Ryan Clady. So if he gets one of those two done, I think you'll see a franchise tag for the other. So it would surprise me greatly if they're both not Broncos in 2015. Our next question is from CR at Charlie555 on Twitter. That's his handle. And he wants to know, what are your expectations for Marvin Austin, Quanterris Smith, and Quentin Carter? Is it make or break years for all three of them? You know, I hate to say make or break at this point in their careers, especially definitely not on Quanterris Smith, because this is really his rookie season in terms of playing time. He was on injured reserve as a rookie, effectively a redshirt year. So this is a development and growth year for him, getting him in spots. We saw him work in pass rush against the Colts in week one. Marvin Austin and Quentin Carter, different points in their careers, and in particular Quentin Carter, you know, he's coming to the end of his first contract that he signed after being a Broncos draft pick in 2011. So he's eligible for unrestricted free agency after this season. So I wouldn't call it make or break. I'd call it a chance for him to prove his worth. And similar thing for Marvin Austin. This is the first time he's been healthy. So really, this is the first time we're going to get to see just what he can do. I wouldn't call it make or break. I would say this year is an opportunity for all three of them, and especially for Austin and Carter with, you know, their advanced experience relative to where they stand as far as free agency eligibility. Thanks a lot for the questions. I appreciate them. Remember, you can get in on the mailbag by tweeting at me. That's at Mace Denver is my Twitter handle. You can also go to the form on DenverBroncos.com and submit questions, or you can hit me up on my Facebook page, facebook.com/MaceDenver. Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.